The Moon and Sixpence, Volume 58, Chapter 5. She went to the door and called them. There entered a tall man in khaki, with a parson's collar, handsome in a somewhat heavy fashion, but with the frank eyes that I remembered in him as a boy. He was followed by his sister. She must have been the same age as was her mother when first I knew her, and she was very like her.She too gave one the impression that as a girl she must have been prettier than indeed she was. I suppose you don't remember them in the least, said Mrs. Strickland, proud and smiling. My daughter is now Mrs. Ronaldson, her husband a major in the gunners. He's by way of being a pukka soldier, you know, said Mrs. Ronaldson gaily. That's why he's only a major. I remembered my anticipation long ago.That she would marry a soldier. It was inevitable. She had all the graces of the soldier's wife. She was civil and affable, but she could hardly conceal her intimate conviction that she was not quite as others were. Robert was breezy. It's a bit of luck that I should be in London when you turned up, he said. I've only got 3 days' leave. He's dying to get back, said his mother.Well, I don't mind confessing it. I have a rattling good time at the front. I've made a lot of good pals. It's a first-rate life, of course. War's terrible, and all that sort of thing. But it does bring out the best qualities in a man. There's no denying that. Then I told them what I had learned about Charles Strickland in Tahiti. I thought it unnecessary to say anything of Ada and her boy. But for the rest, I was as accurateas I could be. When I had narrated his lamentable death, I ceased. For a minute or two, we were all silent. Then Robert Strickland struck a match and lit a cigarette.